have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday again. What the? It's amazing. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Brand new biblical question for this week. And it's a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia. It's a Hola. It's a Si Señor. It's a glorious, brand new. Why do you criticize yourself? Why do you criticize yourself? Amazing, huh? It's amazing to me that the one thing, well, more than one thing, but one of the one thing that God said not to do, it's to judge. And everybody and their mama and they mama and their mama and they mama, if you're black, judges. Isn't that amazing? Just think about that. There's not one person on earth that does not judge except for the one that's finally waking up. They're starting to see. But anyway, we have every way listed on the show that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And for the busy people who are not able to just sit and watch for whatever reason, and they think, well, I wish I could listen. I wish I could sit and listen to the show. What's another 24 hours? Oh, for that, I'm talking to the anchor, baby. Another, you're busy and you would like to just watch the show as it happened. You think, well, I wish I can listen to the show while it is happening. You can. No matter where you are or what you're doing, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're black, everybody and their mama, if you're white. You can be listening to each other no matter what you're doing. You can podcast, of course. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. 4131. All right. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Yee-haw! Bring back my country to me. Bring
back.
Bring back. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing. Before I go to the phones here, I was thinking about reflecting on the mentality of black people. And not all, but most. Something seriously happened, and I know what it is. I literally know what it is. But for the sake of conversation, something seriously happened to the blacks during the so-called civil rights movement, and maybe even before that, a little bit before that, I guess. Well, I don't know. But because prior to the civil rights movement, black people were not, they did not have the mentality, they did not have the anger, they did not have the sense of the lack of ability or inability to think for themselves. They had it. And then something happened. Now, I've been told that for years, socialism has been trying to work its way in to American society. So apparently for years it was going on with socialism trying to get in into America, right? And so, but it really happened to the blacks. And socialism, meaning that you no longer think for yourself. Other people tell you how to think, and they control you. Socialism really found its way into the black community or into black people, because there's no such thing as a black community, but into black people during the so-called civil rights movement. It was devastating. It was devastating when it happened to the blacks by way of Martin Luther King Jr. and Jesse Jackson and the Farrakhan people and all that. And socialism found its way in. And what I noticed is that it found its way into black people by way of other black people. People thought just because Martin Luther King can hoop and holler and preach, and I did too when I moved out here, they thought he was for them. They thought that because someone can speak in a certain way, that those people was, all they did was make them feel good and give them a false sense of guilt and took away their responsibility for themselves. But the blacks thought they were doing something good. All of a sudden, the blacks, Martin Luther King and others told the blacks, the white man won't let you into their cafe. The white man won't let you ride the front of the bus. The white man won't let you live in their community. The white man won't let you date their white women. The white man this and the white man that. And the blacks fell for it because it was coming from the mouth of other black so-called leaders. And that was something new, too, in the black community, is having black leaders. Did you know that in the good old days when boys were boys, that a black preacher was just a black preacher? He was considered, was not considered as a leader. They respect him as a preacher, right? Because they believe that he did have the word of God. But they did not put the preacher over themselves. That all came about as a result of the so-called civil rights movement, which was worse than the it was the worst thing that ever could happen and has happened to the blacks. And the blacks fell for it. even the black men fell for it in those days, those men that followed the civil rights movement. And it's to a point where the black men are as weak as the weaker than the black woman now. They think helplessly as though they can't make it. And they really believe today that the white man is superior to them. I've said this before. They call him white supremacy. And they literally believe, which is such a big lie, and it's always been a lie, but they really believe that they can't make it because of the white man. Whatever making is, what is making it? Think about that. That's a whole new ball game. And they cry like little black women. And the black women, they cry because they know they have the upper hand over the white man and over the black man. They can just pretend they're being discriminated against because they're black, they're a woman, they're this, they're that. But it's a mess. And I've known for a long time that the blacks are being controlled by other black people, the so-called civil rights movement, the black politicians, and the liberal white politicians, too, and some of the righto white politicians as well. But it's the darndest thing I ever seen in my whole life. It really is, but I understand it. I mean, I see what's going on. And I've noticed, and I got proof, that the black politicians, the so-called black leaders, black preachers, they have zero respect for black people. Zero respect for them at all. They have none. They only have, they're over the last 70 years, 60, 70 years, how long, however long this mess has been going on with the civil rights movement. No such thing as civil rights, by the way. But anyway, they have no respect for the blacks, period. They only see them as a ways to the means. They use blacks. And they have been bullpen like bull, like we used to raise cows. And then at a certain time of the year, we bring them all in from the pastures, those that we wanted to sell. And we put them into a little, into the barn, into a little gate thing so we could make them all walk up on the truck and take them to the slaughterhouse to be sold and killed for meat. That's all that the blacks mean to Barack Obama, Big Mama Michelle, and all the black politicians, and most, if not all, the black preachers, the white liberal Democrats and the white righto Republicans. Blacks are just seen as a vote. They put you in a slaughterhouse. They fatten you up first by putting you out into the pastures, and they give you free stuff. All year they give you free more this and free that, affirmative action, and you can get into the schools without earning your way. Nothing is required of you but to hang out in the pasture and get fat during the year. And then come election time, voting time, they haul you up to the barn. They put you in one of those long stall-like things, and they make you all march on the truck, and they take you to the voting booth, and they tell you how to vote. They tell you how to vote. Democrat. And especially if it's a black Democrat, something is wrong with you. You're one of those cows that didn't follow the herd of cows. Something wrong with you. You're not voting for us because we're black. You know your struggles. And you never had a struggle because you're out in the pasture being taken care of without earning your way. You have no struggles. Except with self. And so you got all these phony, evil black politicians telling lost black people, you got to vote for me. because I'm black. If not, what's wrong with you? What, you aren't you a brother? What's wrong with you, brother? You ain't no brother. Why is it doing before election time? You're just a nothing out there in the cattle field getting fat so we can put you in a bullpen and sell you to the highest bidder. But then you become a brother. But in the meantime, the black politicians, they go and they live in their big homes and they have their money and they travel and they speech and make speeches for buku money. They're living high in the hall. There are some, I literally personally know some black women who, number one, they think Trump set up his own assassination attempt. They think it was planned by Trump. And then they're going to vote, they say, for Kamala Harris, but they really prefer Michelle Obama, they say, these black women. Can you get any dumber than that? Black people are literally not respected by anyone in this world. And I see why. I see why they're not respected. And the blacks don't even, no. But most, they don't even know that Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris and all these so-called politicians, because of their color or political stance, they don't even know that these people don't respect them. They don't even know that these people don't like them. They don't know that these people have one lack of love for them at all. They don't even know it because they are being stroked by these people. Brother. It is amazing to see it. When will the blacks wake up? When? And Kamala Harris and the Democrats are afraid now, according to all the reports, that they're not going to get the black male votes. And they are having a history. They can't believe. They shouldn't have to be putting all this work into trying to get a black vote. We're black. What are you thinking about? Oh, you are thinking. That's the problem. You're not supposed to be thinking. And you're trying to think for yourself. I want you to see something from CNBC. Kamala Harris unveiled an opportunity agenda proposal for black men on Monday. Watch this. Nick is going to get it to you from CNBC.
So let's get into this. CNBC: Harris proposes 1 million forgivable loans to black entrepreneurs as Trump makes inroads. So that's the headline here. Vice President Kamala Harris unveiled an opportunity agenda plan for black men, which includes a proposal of forgivable loans of up to $20,000 to black entrepreneurs. They capitalized the word black. She also pledged to support federal marijuana legislation, a big step beyond the Biden administration's current stance. And that's the story there. There's one more point here. Harris crypto plans will make sure owners of and investors in digital assets benefit from a regulatory framework so that black men and others who participate in this market are protected, which sounds like a bunch of nothing.
It's nothing. Just think about that, black men. You, for whatever reason, have decided that you're not going to vote for this woman, this black female. And because they're so accustomed to 70 years of giving you something and just keeping you quiet and taking you to the poll and you vote for them, right? She's promised to give you some more free stuff. Free stuff. You hear me, blacks? Free stuff. Come vote for me. You're going to get some free stuff. Not because you make sure your country run well, jobs are available, the borders are closed. Bring back the police. Bring back things that make sense. I just want you to vote for me because you black, I'm black, and you're supposed to vote for me. I had heard somewhere, I guess it wasn't in that article there, but she promised to make pot legal for the blacks. I don't know where that came from. I get that. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was in the CNBC thing. She says she also...
Oh, was in that article there?
Yeah, she pledged to support federal marijuana legislation. Legalization.
Yep. They want you high, blacks.
It's a forgivable loan, too, so... I mean, am I understanding this correct? So it's just like they get up to $20,000. You don't have to pay it back. So really, it's free money and pot.
Give it to the blacks. Give them money so they can get high. And you don't have to pay it back. That's how much they care about you. That's what they care about you. Something happened to the blacks that for 70 years have fallen for this. It wasn't always this way with the blacks. And blacks will argue with you until the cows come home that they deserve free stuff because they've been brainwashed. Barack Obama, the black politicians don't care about you. Zero. The whites, liberal, may care a little bit more about you than the blacks, politicians. And the white liberal don't care about you either, to be real honest. They don't respect you, especially black men. Barack Obama admits there's a lack of enthusiasm for Harris among black male voters, and it's very concerning. The brothers are not going to vote for the sister. The brothers are not going to help the sister with her career. What happened? And it's not just this way in America with the blacks. Blacks are treated this way around the world. Literally, nobody respect the blacks as human beings, meaning as individual free thinkers, respect them for their individuality. According to Fox, oh, I think this is a mistake. But isn't the FOP report and the ABC the same? But I thought you took it out. Oh, okay. Thank you. According to Fox News, former President Barack Obama admitted there is a lack of enthusiasm among black male voters for the Harris campaign while speaking to constituents on the campaign trail on Thursday. Here's Barack Obama from ABC. Watch this.
I'm going to go ahead and just speak some truths, if you don't mind. We have not yet seen the same kinds of energy and turnout as we saw when I was running. That seems to be more pronounced with the brothers.
With the brothers?
So if you don't mind, just for a second, I'm going to speak to y'all directly. When you have a choice that is this clear, on the one hand, you have somebody who grew up like you, knows you, went to college with you, understands the struggles, pain, and joy that comes from those experiences. Who's had to work harder and do more, overcome, and achieves the second highest office in the land, putting forward concrete proposals to directly address the things that are vital in our neighborhoods and our communities, from housing, cares about things like education.
To the brothers. Obama goes on to say, Obama has a problem with black men not feeling the, I don't know what that is. I'm about to come back to this, folks. I can't.
Has a problem with black men not feeling the idea of having a woman as president.
Okay, watch this from ABC.
And you're thinking about sitting out? And you're coming up with all kinds of reasons and excuses? I've got a problem with that, because part of it makes me think, and I'm speaking to men directly, part of it makes me think that, well, you just aren't feeling the idea of having a woman as president.
And what's wrong with that?
And you're coming up with other alternatives and other reasons for that. The women in our lives have been getting our backs this entire time. They've been raising us and working and having our backs. When we get in trouble, the system's not working for us. They're the ones who are out there marching and protesting. You're thinking about sitting out or even supporting somebody who has a history of denigrating you because you think that's a sign of strength, because that's what being a man is, putting women down. That's not acceptable. That's not, this shouldn't even be a question.
If that is not in your face disrespect, I don't know what is. Somebody should have told Barack Obama, get out of this room. You leave right now, you weak, pathetic, evil male.
She knows she's still the boss.
Isn't that something? He was talking down to them like they were little retarded children. And those were grown people. And he's scolding them because they have decided, for whatever reason, they were not going to vote for, or my, I don't know of all of them, but Kamala Harris. And he's punishing them, scolding them about it. Whether they decided because she was a female, that's fine. That's their decision. Or because she's not qualified, she's not done anything while being in there. She's still in the government. She's the vice, so-called VP. She hasn't done anything. Maybe that's the reason. He is scolding them. And they're sitting there taking it. Nobody respects the blacks, even Barack Obama, the fallen messiah. And the blacks don't carry themselves where they deserve respect. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment.
Michelle, the wife of the Obama family. She knows she's still the boss.
Today's show is brought to you by Sevenwood Financial Services. For 20 years, Sevenwood has been a trusted partner to Americans who take action to guarantee their retirement income. Their team of licensed, independent producers will help you understand your best options for protecting your hard-earned savings. So stop living with your retirement worries. Call Sevenwood and let them help. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 860-470-6250.
In the good old days, when boys were boys and men were men, there is no way the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, could have stood before black men and said the things he said to those people. There is no way that would have happened. And it's amazing to see it happening now. Barack Obama and others are afraid of losing. It's not that they care. They don't care about the blacks at all. But now that some blacks, are, according to the reports, are thinking for themselves, these people are running in fear. And now they're going out scolding the blacks. And then promising them more free money, free stuff, free this. And even some pot. You know, legalize the pot, we're going to get you high. You need to be high. You're not high enough. You're thinking for yourself. What's wrong with you thinking for yourself? This is a black female running for president. That's all you need to know. And she's a Democrat. I guarantee you, if a black conservative female were running for president, Barack Obama wouldn't be out there scolding the black men about it if they were not going to vote for her. They don't care about you. When will you realize you live in an evil world, human nature is evil, and your own people don't care about you, your own mama, your own daddy? Why do you think Barack Obama and others care about you? And you don't have a struggle. You have one struggle that's going on inside of you. What struggle? Y'all know the struggle. She understands the struggle. What struggle? This woman, this female don't identify with you at all. Her whole world is white. She don't... You ain't had no struggles. I'll show you struggles. Go down there and work in that cotton field in Alabama. I'll show you some struggles. The fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, and his weak, weak, pathetic self scolding the blacks because they have decided, the men, not even the women, he scolded them. They're sitting there taking it. At least he should have gotten up and walked out of there. Give him the finger. He doesn't care about you. So announcements. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then enjoy our Friday TV, E Black, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report, right? And then the American Anchor, babe, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Listen up, ladies. Tell all your friends and your neighbors and whomever. We're supposed to have been having the women's forum this Thursday. No women's forum this Thursday. No women's forum. I said yesterday we were having it, but and I was trying to readjust my schedule so we can do it. I can't. I try and I try and I try and I try, and I can't. So no women's forum this Monday. I think we put it on the website and everywhere there. Let everybody know, let you know that you talked to that might have been considering coming because I did announce Sunday it was going to happen. And on yesterday, I announced that. It was going to happen. No women's forum. I'm blown away. No women's forum this Thursday, ladies. It is the third Thursday, but no women's forum, all right? I'm blown away. I'm blown away at the mindset of black people. It's like, it's really disgusting, for lack of a better word. And especially the black men. The black men, not all, have surrendered to not only over to the black female, but to users like Barack Obama. What's wrong with you taking control of your own life? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with you as an individual not being able to think and do for yourself? Nobody's holding you down. There's not one person that's holding you down but you. And that's the truth. There is not one person that can, has, will hold you down except for you. You're your own problem. And in the good old days, black people used to know this. I didn't have to say it. It was known. White man is not holding you down. The white man is not holding you down. That's a lie. How come if the white man is holding you down, why isn't that the people who are telling you that the white man is holding you down, they're doing fine? At least as to what the material way. They live where they want. They make buku money. They climb the ladder to so-called success. And then they make you want to worship them and vote for them. Why isn't that they're not being held down? The very people who are telling you that you are being held down are not being held down. And you sit there and believe it. Is you high? You sit there and believe it. Why don't you raise your hand and ask, excuse me. Excuse me, I'm over here. Miss or Sir Barack Obama or Big Mama Michelle or Kamala Harris or white liberal. You're telling me that some other person is holding me down because of my color, because of this. How are you able to make it? How did you get to be president? How did you overcome the struggle? They never tell you how they did it. Because they know it's not true. Your freedom depends on you. Really, nobody has control of you. Your mentality needs to change. Your mind is your issue. And you believe lies. There's not one person in this world, even with the whites, who are blaming the Jews. You're as crazy as the blacks who are blaming you. Nobody will hold you back. And if the Jews own everything, go over there and ask them, how y'all get everything? How y'all control everything? Y'all get hold of the newspaper, everything. I would like to learn how to do that. How did you do it? And that's what the blacks should be asking the whites. You know what? I've been told y'all hold me back. Y'all hold me. How y'all get everything you do? Ask Elon Musk. How is it that he's the first man to do what he did this weekend with the rocket thing? Instead of being jealous and sitting back, being jealous and sitting in a corner looking and blaming and complaining, ask him, how did they do it? See, you're dumb. You're so dumb, you don't know how to do it yourself. Don't be jealous. Jealousy is a wicked thing. 888, so Barack Obama talked down at those blacks, the men and the women, but especially the black, the men, because he said, and this is to the men, especially you men, if you don't want to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman, fine, you have a right to do that. Or you don't want to vote for her because you have noticed that she's done nothing since being in office, but being a stone liberal. She's a loser. And you decide, I don't want to vote for this loser. You have a right for that, too. And nobody has a right to come and downgrade you like that in the manner that Barack Obama did to you. He scolded the black men. You are not voting for mama? What's wrong with you? You ain't gonna vote for mama. Mama, the black woman went to jail for you. The black woman worked for you. The black woman had baby. The black woman. And you ain't voted for mama? What's wrong with y'all? Y'all always let mama rule, and now you're not gonna vote for mama. You're gonna vote for that white man? The battle is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Maze, good morning. Welcome to the show. You're on the air out of Ohio.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Maze.
I've been watching everything that come out of Fox got to come through everywhere else. It got to go through every channel. That skit, that part where Obama was talking to them young men in that room,
uh-huh.
He also talked about Trump in that when he was speaking.
Yeah, I heard him.
They act like that didn't happen.
I heard him. Saying that they're going to vote for a white man that...
No, I'm not talking about voting. I'm talking about what he told Trump, his other side. He had two sides. He's biracial, right? So he went to his Caucasian side, and he told them what they need to do for Trump. Then he came over to the other side and told the black man what he think they should do. He didn't tell them to do it. He said, what do you think they should do? But then they skipped over what he said.
No, man, you missed it. He told them, you ain't going to vote for this black woman after all the black woman has done for you? The black woman did this. The black woman did that. And Michelle.
That's what I'm saying.
Kamala Harris had the same struggle. No, she didn't.
How you know what kind of struggle she had?
Because she was born and raised up there in Oakland somewhere, whatever. She married to a white man.
And a whole lot of people married to Caucasian men.
May, so you were okay.
I'm saying, well, you're okay with the struggle of
Barack Obama talking down to the black people like that.
Because people don't like Barack Obama because they envy him. And Clinton too, and all the rest of them.
May, are you okay with the way he talked down to those black men like that?
That's what I'm talking to those black men, and if they wanted to listen to what he said, that's why they stayed in the room.
Are you okay with it?
I didn't end up leaving.
You okay with it?
Yes, I'm okay with it.
So you're okay with the way Barack Obama degraded those black men?
I don't feel degrading.
It was degrading.
Because you got men out there hate women, and they ain't going to vote for you in the first place.
What?
And then you got some that hate themselves.
What's wrong with them deciding, whether they did or not, and I don't know, what's wrong with them deciding not to vote for a woman?
But they're not going to vote for a woman.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it.
Dude, what are you talking about then?
There's just nothing wrong with it. People that ain't going to vote for Trump. People that get angry and ugly face and everything and ready to fight and hurt people. Two people running in this race.
How come Barack Obama tried to scold them because they're not going to vote for a black woman? Was Barack Obama right for doing that?
If he wanted to do it, yes, he was.
That's amazing.
So now what's amazing is, like you said, like spreading the truth with lies. If you were taking both tapes, it's two people running now. You're going to show a video of one, him talking about one, he talking to the scolding the black man, but you didn't talk about when he scolded the other man. The one that's out here calling people names and calling people all this kind of stuff. And they should, instead of them going along with him, they need to tell him it ain't right. But I don't hear you saying it's not right, because you might do it sometime too when you call people bees.
Bees?
That's right.
What's a bee?
No, that's not feminine light. That's feminine light.
What's a bee?
His fingers calling a person a bee.
What's a bee?
What?
What's a bee?
You? Well, I don't use words like that.
Like what?
I've heard you call a woman, just like Nick Green called a woman a bee. You called a woman a bee. You said on the show sometime.
Who is Nick Green?
That's a Newt Gingrich.
Oh, no.
You know who that dancer looking man is?
Yeah.
Looking like he needs to go take a shower and wash his hair. Him.
Wow. So, Maze, hold on. Take a breath.
Oh, I'm taking a breath.
You're okay with Barack Obama going into a room and telling a bunch of black men, males, that something is wrong with you not voting for this black woman?
I'm okay with whatever.
What's wrong with you? Y'all voted for me. And y'all stood with me. Why y'all not standing with this black woman? She know y'all struggles. You're okay.
Him.
You're okay with that, huh?
No, I ain't say I was okay. As all
are
of the men that
you're black,
to vote.
And you're black, right? You're black, right?
I'm what?
You black?
Am I black?
No, are you black?
My birth certificate says I'm colored. So whichever, if you put that with black, yes, I am.
Okay. And so you,
like,
as a black female, that's what the liberals always say, you're okay with the degrading of those black people, huh?
I didn't hear no degrading.
Oh, you didn't? You didn't see the ass degrading?
I want you to play the one where he talked about Trump, and then you come and tell me about it. Not what Fox put out there to take around to every station. MSNBC is just like those 598 men. You still on, Jesse?
You say what now?
The 598 men that they took as a poll. I'm like, 598 men. How dumb can they be to stick that up and say that was a poll? It came from Fox. Everything you see from Fox, you better use your brain to look at it and to dissect it. But if you don't dissect
so
it, you're going to be lost.
Let me
just
ask.
Like George said.
Let me ask.
Keep repeating it and repeating it until they believe it. And that's what's wrong.
May.
What?
If a white man, Donald Trump, had gone into that same room and gave the same speech to those black people, would you have been okay with that?
I sure would have.
Amazing. Okay.
And then if Donald Trump hadn't did the things that he's done, and you was running against Donald Trump, I would vote for you instead of him.
But I know you love me.
You want to know why? No,
you love me.
That had nothing to do with love.
What love got to do? Got
yeah,
to
that's
do.
Like what I'm saying.
Got
so
to do.
You all running? Why don't you show the other side that he spoke about? It's like it didn't happen because they don't want to deal with it.
Maze.
What he said about the other
Maze.
Side. The other side. What?
I have someone that want to have a quick question for you. Normally, once in a while, I do this. Do you mind talking to them?
You know, I'm not afraid of anything. I don't run.
You're not afraid of anything?
No.
You're not afraid of the white man?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm human.
So, William from California want to talk to you.
Lord. Oh, really, finally?
What do you mean, finally? Is William afraid of you?
He said he don't talk to women. He's confused about what he say half the time.
William.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing this morning?
From California, on with Maze.
Well, let me just say this, Jesse. Kamala Harris don't come from no struggle. She come from a city that has one high school. Berkeley, California ain't no struggle. And there's another thing. Anybody walking can talk about black women, especially when they're wrong. And any woman that want to talk and challenge a man is masculine.
My husband don't think so.
The men that Barack was talking to, if you looked at them, were a bunch of soft fruitcakes.
Listen to him.
That they needed to be told. Jesse?
Yes, sir.
There's no need to talk into this ignorant person.
See, there you go. He's getting upset. That's what I'm trying to say, Jesse.
No, I'm not
people
upset.
Like that are weak.
I'm telling you directly.
He's a weak
I'm
man. Run him mad with the girl.
I said Jesse.
You called him a white man yourself, Jesse.
There's
thank
no
you
need
letting
to
him know. We know what
this ignorant
is.
Person.
I blame Wigger.
You're delusional.
No, you're delusional.
No, you're delusional.
No, you're delusional. You don't even know who you are.
Delusional outlook.
You mix up with who you are. You full of anger.
Resentful.
You need to get rid of some of it. And maybe Miss Karen Eckenhauer or whatever,
resentful.
If she would have raised you right, you would be a better person.
Wait a minute, woman. Talk.
Man.
You're told to
okay,
talk
Jesse.
To.
You see he's going into a tantrum, so what's next?
So now, let me say something to you now, Maze, because I just told Jesse that you were sorry. Now I'm talking to you. You sorry.
Jesse, you'll let me have him when
Jesse,
you get finished?
Yeah,
you need a thing.
Yeah, I'll let you. Hold on, Maze, and I'll let you respond.
Listen.
Yeah, put her on mute.
Okay, hold on, William. Go ahead, Maze.
I told you he wanted to say something, and I respond. I'm going to spank him when he get finished, so let him go ahead. I'm going to listen.
He made the point. Go ahead. Will you finish, William?
Oh, I'm absolutely finished because she been wanting to talk to me. All she do is follow and critique everything I say. But you know what? You need to go talk to your husband because you talk too much.
If you was a husband,
you ain't
a
lady. You ain't
somebody.
A lady. You're not a lady.
He's
you're
a gentleman.
A
he knows how to treat women. He don't come
you're
and talk about people
female.
Like
okay.
you do.
Hey, man.
Okay,
man,
you need to get it together.
Okay, William, hold on.
You
let
have
me,
a woman.
Let me respond now. Go ahead, Maze.
I said
you can talk now.
Hold on, William.
See, he wants to tell people what to do. He don't have a woman to
I'm
tell him what to
you
do.
What to
he
do.
Only got Miss Krappenheimer, whatever her name is, to tell him what to do, and he's mad with other women because she tells him what to do.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You
women
a smart brat.
Don't tell me what
you never
to
get,
do, and that's what
you never
mad
get
about.
What you needed to
see,
get when you were
hold on,
mother.
William, hold on. William, hold on.
I don't have a bunch of sorry
William, hold
women.
On. Hold on. William, William, hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Go ahead, Maze.
And I just like he was far brat. That's what they do. They always screaming with tantrums. Don't know how to control themselves. Want to call women all kind of things except a child of God, which he don't know anything about God. So it's like I say, the wigger
I'll call you a name.
Up in the head. He needs some help.
Amazing. And do you love
amazing.
William Maze?
What?
You love William?
I love everybody.
How about
like
William?
I say if something won't let me hate you.
Answer
so
the question directly. Don't go with that little word salad.
Do you listen
to some rude salad. You're not talking to your mama. You're talking to me. So
I'm talking
to you. Okay?
I'm talking to you.
You got the wrong
you.
One. Next time you
I'm
step out, you're going to get this maze. You better wonder where you're going. Okay?
Maze.
What you need
I don't
to
have
do
time for what Jesse?
Maze.
Is clean up your house.
William.
Listen. You sound nasty.
Hey, William, hold on.
Listen to him, Jesse.
Hold on, William. Maze, you love William?
Yeah, I love him. So
William, you love Maze?
No.
Absolutely.
Oh,
I don't
maybe
hate nobody.
He going to say it because he has no choice. Now, he going to talk about my
no,
house.
It ain't no choice. It ain't no choice.
But what's my house got to do with him?
You sound nasty.
You sound nasty. You ain't got nasty
and
words come out of your mouth. The last time you came out with your English self,
tell,
with
no,
your how, what kind of training you got.
Ain't nothing spoiled here, baby.
Oh, nothing spoiled right.
Okay. Because I have everything I need to work for. You know what? I think you're jealous. I think you're just like any other black. Wait a minute. I think you're like any other average black person. You're jealous.
And what else? Now you got off your chest, maybe you can go ahead and let your nerves
you're jealous
calm down
of success. And that's the only thing I wanted to tell Jesse. I didn't know you were going to come on the phone, actually.
I was on the phone when you got on if you were listening.
Success. No. Why would you answer? No.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Mae. Why, when somebody asks you something, you got to point out the other person?
Because
and
there's equal opportunity.
Directly.
You don't like it because it's another side. You got
no
left side and a right side.
All
that's
right,
why
no
I know
people.
I got a left
okay,
and a right.
Okay, listen. I had to go. All right, thank y'all. I had to take a break. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Oh. A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Am I right? This is the end of hour one already of Country and Western Tuesday, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, October 15th, AD 2024. No Women's Forum, ladies. No Women's Forum this month, October 2024. Okay? Normally it's the third Thursday of the month, but not this month for ladies only. RebuildingTheMan.com/events is where you can check it out. But we will have church on Sunday as normal for everybody. Church with J.C. Lee Peterson, RebuildingTheMan.com/church. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And you can share your question or comment. But first, it is Hake News, Not Fake News, Comedy Nonsense Network. CNN says most taxpayers filed their 2023 tax returns by the official deadline in mid-April, right? Or they applied for an extension, giving them until today, the 15th of October, to file their tax returns. Those who don't meet the tax dates could face penalties and interest that will accrue until the situation is resolved. There's your communist IRS for you. Thanks a lot. 16th Amendment or something like that? Evil Woodrow Wilson, dirtbag, 100 years ago. Anyway, the so-called presidential race, the so-called vice president, cackling lame-o Kamala Harris, for whom Obama simped on behalf against the black man, she slammed her Republican rival, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, in Pennsylvania, PA, yesterday, Monday. Over our greatest president's comment that the U.S. military should handle the enemy from within. I don't think that Trump said that the U.S. military should handle the enemy from within. I'm not sure, but I don't think that he said that exactly. I think the liberals are probably reading into that. On Election Day, she portrayed Trump as dangerous and unstable. Talk about not looking at yourself, right? Following his remarks on Sunday on Fox News when he said he would call on U.S. forces in the National Guard to suppress what he described as radical left lunatics, the real rioters and insurrectionists, right? Antifa and others. And false and Commie Nonsense Network is falsely claiming that Trump incited violence, please, to try to stay in power, supposedly, according to their twisted minds after the after the 2020 election. They said Trump said he is not worried about his supporters' actions on November 5th, as he shouldn't be. Harris's campaign, that's Kamala, right? She plans to seize on Trump's remarks with a new ad that features Trump repeatedly invoking the phrase "the enemy from within," and that's completely true. The enemies are domestic enemies, and the enemy is inside you too. On the campaign trail. Nice. FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, has resumed door-to-door neighborhood outreaches in some areas affected by Hurricane Helene after authorities arrested one man accused of making a threat against FEMA employees, government workers, so-called workers, right? This comes after aid to several communities was paused in parts of North Carolina over the weekend due to reports of a truckload of militia who, I'm chuckling, but it's not good, right? Amid a backdrop of misinformation about responses to recent storms. Investigators later determined a 44-year-old man or male in possession of a handgun and rifle acted alone. It was not a militia. Wow, fake news, huh? Fake news spreads fast. FEMA has had to deal with a slew of threats and wild rumors about their latest relief efforts, which include initial $750 payment to many victims. The contours of this misinformation are unlike anything we've seen before, so said a senior administration official telling Commie Nonsense Network. They're very corrupt and inept, but you don't have to be bashing the employees. They're just working. Or not working. I'll tell you about Medicare in the second hour and the Israeli hostages and La Nina. But first, back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, hour two.
have to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, the biblical question for this week, why do you criticize yourself and others? Why do you criticize yourself and others? You can listen to the show no matter where you are or what you're doing. Whatever, you can be exercising, laying up at a beach. You can be coming across the border really fast because you believe Trump is going to get in there and it's the last chance, knowing that if you do make it, Trump may send you back home. You can be listening while Barack Obama is scolding you as a black adult for not voting for a black female because she mama. And you, what's wrong with you, you black people? This is a black female. Y'all supporting me. Y'all ain't supporting this black woman. And this black woman did everything. You know how the black woman worked for you? The black woman took care of you? The black woman fed you? You ain't going to vote for mama? A mama love is so special. You can be listening to the show while being scolded by on your iPhone or iPad. You can be listening while he's up talking and scolding you, and you're afraid to tell him how the cow ate the cabbage. You can be listening to the show on by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. On your iPhone or iPad. Your iPhone or iPad. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. And we do have some coffees we got to read out to you here. And, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of Tuesday show. And every Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What the? Who let the dogs out?
Woof.
Amazing. Announcement. So I met with her son. Y'all know who her son is. He was out of your internet one time. He's guest host for me. So he's been working on getting the JLP action figure ready. So I got an announcement like really, really soon. I got to meet with him a little later this week. and we're going to make the announcement about the action figure, the JLP action figure that you see right here. You're going to be able to buy it. Isn't that amazing? For Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays, it'll be yours forever. He's been really working on it, and I think he's like right at the point, he told me yesterday, Sunday, he's right at the point where it's ready for me to make the announcement. So get ready, save your money. All right? So, I will be making the announcement soon. I forgot what he told me to say. About really, I was supposed to be making it right now, but I forgot what he said, so I got to talk to him today and find out exactly what I should be saying. I'm black and slow. Derek is out of Nashville, Tennessee. Derek, thanks for calling and thanks for holding you on the air.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
As an aside, yesterday you were speaking to this soft-spoken lady and asked her if she could get her money back for her degree. And it reminded me, you asked a guy one time, or you told a guy to take his ring back and get his money back. Just so you know, you can't get your money back for that ring. I tried. And then I tried to pawn it, and they'll give you like $7 for it.
It's really?
Unfortunate.
Why can't you take it back to the store and get your money back?
Oh, they give you like 30 days. And so, they won't take it back. So I guess I'm just going to have to wear it and look like I'm in the mafia or something. So I did your assignment with from church. And but thank you for church. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
And I know I'm just starting to wake up. And I yesterday I was had to interact with this gal through work.
So before you say, tell the people what was the assignment that I gave during fellowship.
Not to judge in any way, not with your in your thoughts or your posture or your looks, right? Am I getting that correct?
Absolutely. Your words, your emotions, your thoughts, your, as you just said, your gesture. Don't judge with anything. And what happened?
Well, I found myself just got this little ping of irritation, and I caught it, and I go, well, look at you. We've got a murderer in the house today, don't we?
That's right.
I'm like, who are you to, like, well, what are you doing, Derek? But it was amazing. I'm like, I don't know what's going on with her, and I just kept on, keep on keeping on. But beyond that, I find that I'm the biggest critic of myself, and I often will catch it, but if I don't catch me judging myself immediately, I can sometimes make it worse. And but then I remember you said one time, like, oh, that little voice inside my head isn't even me anyway.
Yeah.
And that's been the biggest struggle. But just putting that real fine-tuned attention to it where not with my thoughts, emotions. I think I even like rolled my eyes or something when I was on the phone with this gal, and I was like, you're a murderer. You're an awful human being, like an evil, awful person. So, but I just caught it. I was like, oh, right. And I'm continuing the assignment. I hope that's okay. I know you said 24 hours. But,
yeah, I said 24 hours, but as I said on Sunday, that you really should be doing this every day for the rest of your life.
Right.
But I said exactly. 24 hours so that it can bring a little closer attention to the folks. Derek, did you know before all this, before you really start working on yourself, how angry and evil that you were, that you are?
No idea. No idea. Just walking around like a blind zombie.
Isn't that amazing? Every human being has that problem. And they don't know that their hearts are wicked. They don't examine themselves to know that.
And that's why it's easier now, because I look at other people and I go, oh, they're no different than I am.
That's right.
And I don't know how, I mean, I really look back to how I behaved before I started waking up. And I'm like, ugh. Right? And people can't help themselves. They can't help themselves. And so it's a real gift. I really appreciate you guys there at Bonds. So, but yeah, it was, I caught it just, it wasn't even that big of a deal. It was just a little tiny thing. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm just a murderer. Right. You know, so I
and why do you criticize yourself?
Well, I realize that I don't. It's this voice in me. And if I have a moment for that little bit of space, I can catch it. It's where it, and I usually do these days. I'm catching it more often, but if I kind of check out for longer than expected, I'm like, there's that voice like, you're failing, you're not doing it right. And I'm like, wait, that's not even me anyway.
Yeah.
And I just take a moment and then I go, oh, come back to the present moment. And then everything sort of just aligns at that point. And so I know I'm just getting started, but it's made the biggest difference. It's so amazing. It's really amazing.
Amazing. So, and you know what, Derek?
Yep.
If you stay with this, if you make a commitment to stay with this and work on you for the rest of your life, no matter how long it takes, and you haven't seen anything yet, man, it's mind-blowing what we don't know and see about ourselves. It's crazy. It's like, we are blind and don't even know it, man.
It is. It's. I think you said one time. It's like it's kind of weird. I'm like, this is totally weird and crazy. And it's being able to go around and not be angry or worried about things.
Yeah.
And I think back. I was like, I get all worked up about nothing.
Yeah.
All the time. About nothing, and then gossiping with like people. I'm like, oh, and it what was I even doing? You know, it's so weird, and just life's just better, and it's all in me. It's like it's always been a me problem.
Yes,
and it's wild. It was so funny. Just yesterday, it was like not even a big deal. It's just like getting a little mouthy with me, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, way to go, Derek. You just put a shank in someone's neck, didn't you, there? I'm like, you get over yourself. I really appreciate everything you guys are doing, and thanks so much for helping me. I'm very grateful.
Absolutely. So stay with it, man.
You got it, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. What were you saying, James?
I was saying, metaphorically speaking.
The shank in the neck.
Shank,
oh, yeah.
Neck. Not really. He's not actually doing that.
He's not, like, physically doing it.
Yeah.
It's too bad we have to even say that.
I know.
But people
just
are crazy.
For the sake.
Yeah. Let me go to 888-775-3773. Anchor Baby's saying that he's been doing it. If you miss church fellowship on Sunday, you can podcast it by going to rebuildingdemand.com/church. We had an amazing. It was like, It could not have come from me or any other human being. The anchor baby was telling me he been doing the Sunday thing, the assignment. He keep messing up. He want to start over.
Give me another 24, coach. I can do it this time, I swear.
Okay. All right, you can another 24 hour.
Starting now.
Yeah, right now. Okay, so it's 7:15 Tuesday morning. Pacific time.
Yeah.
And so you can't judge. Don't judge anyone with thoughts, feeling, look, words, gestures, or anything. All right? Anchor baby?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Let me go quickly to Kelvin out of Ohio. Kelvin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
All is well, Kelvin. Thanks for calling.
All right. So I usually call on Monday or Tuesdays because where I work, I work like 11-hour shifts like 5 days a week, so I'm never able to really call on Thursdays.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to finally like settle this debate. Like, I think you talked about it last week or the week before. You had a caller or a person that left a coffee asking you, if Jesus had anger, and you said it's nowhere in everybody where Jesus had anger. So I'm just here to finally settle that debate. Like, just to
about whether Jesus had anger or not?
Yeah.
And you believe Jesus had anger?
I ain't gonna ask you yet. First I wanna get all four of y'all answers first. So, what's your answer? Yes or no? Well, let me put it in this way. Is there anywhere that any situation that Jesus had showed or was angry?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
No.
All right. So, hey, yes or no?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking Hake.
Oh, you talking to Hake right now?
Yeah, yes or no?
Oh, okay. Hold on. I got to turn his mic on over there. Okay.
Hey, yes or no what? That Jesus showed anger?
Showed, had, or was anger. Angry.
Depends on what you mean by the word anger.
Anger.
No, Jesus never had anger. There is no anger in him.
All right. Okay, so Mark 3:4-5. I'm going to give you the backstory. So there's a man with a withered hand in the synagogue asking for help. And the Pharisees are in the synagogue. They're ignoring him. So Jesus comes into the synagogue and he sees this. So the Pharisees are trying to see what Jesus would do, to see if he would work or not on the Sabbath day. They want to try to catch him to try to see if he would break the law. So that's the backstory. So 4-5 says, Jesus says, is it lawful to do good things on the Sabbath day or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But the Pharisees held their peace. Now, the next verse, I'm going to say it loudly. I'm going to say it loud and clear so there's no confusion.
And when hold that thought. But before you said it, are you saying, before you read that, and I'll let you read it, are you saying that you believe Jesus God has anger or not?
No, Jesus. We talk about Jesus.
You
right
believe
now.
Jesus had anger?
At that situation, he showed anger.
So you believe Jesus has anger?
He had. In that situation, he had anger. He was still human, so he experienced all our human emotions. He experienced all our experiences as a human.
So you believe Jesus was angry? Go ahead.
All right. So the next verse. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. You denying that?
Deny what?
What I just said.
No, I believe that that's in the Bible. And that means what to you?
So because he noticed that the Pharisees were ignoring this man that needed help just because in their law, they could not work on the Sabbath day. So when he noticed that, he still helped this man, even though it was against the law. He still helped this man, and he was angry at the fact that the Pharisees had a hardened heart and they ignored this man needing of help.
Right, and that he'll prove that Jesus had anger.
At that time, at that situation, he had and showed anger.
Amazing. Okay, but what you don't realize is that that was man's law, not God's law. And Jesus was not subject
to not work on the Sabbath day?
Right. Jesus was not subject to man's law. And what you don't realize is that God did not give Jesus or us a spirit of fear. He did not give us a spirit of anger. That anger is
a Jewish man, so that he still was subject
that
to
evil
law.
Came from Satan, not from God. He only gave you love. He does not give you anger. He does not give you fear.
But
do you disagree with that?
Yeah, I kind of do. Jesus was still human.
So was he lying when he said, I did not give you the spirit of fear or anger?
You gotta stay on top of Jesus.
Was he lying? I'm asking you, was he lying when he said that?
I'm saying Jesus was a Jewish man. He was still accustomed to the laws.
But he wasn't subject to the laws.
He was a Jewish man, so he still was subject to the laws of the land.
But he was not subject to the law of the land. He was only subject to God. And that's what happens when you overcome being subject to the law of the land. You're subject to the Spirit of the Father.
So you and that say was he wasn't subject point. To the law of the land.
Right.
You say he wasn't subject to the law of the land, right?
Right.
So when the Pharisees tried to get him in trouble again with the coins, Jesus said, give unto Caesar, Caesar, and then give unto God, God, what belongs to God. So he was telling everyone, give to God what belongs to God, but give what to that, Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
And what that meant to you?
Meaning, even though he wanted them to follow him, he wanted to follow his ways, they were still accustomed to the law of the land. So they still had to obey the rules of the land.
Well, when you don't break the spiritual laws, you're not going to break the physical laws. And when you give to Caesar, you're giving to Caesar the physical things, and you give unto God the spiritual things.
Right, that's what I mean by he was still accustomed to the law.
He's not subject to the law of the land. Are you saying that children of God are subject to the law of the land?
Meaning you are a child of God, right?
Are you saying that the children of God are subject to the law of the land?
Yes, you are a child of God, right, Jesse?
Are you saying that, Kevin?
Yes, you are a child
of
God.
How can you be subject to the law of the land and subject to the Spirit of God?
Because you live in the United States, so we are still subject to the law of the land. We are still subject to our laws here in America.
All right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're wrong.
How am I wrong? You are a child of God.
You're only subject to the
law of America.
You're only subject.
You still have to obey the laws of America, right?
You're subject only to the law of the land if you're not subject to the laws of the heart. And most human beings are not subject to the laws of the heart. And so they got to be contained. They got to be contained by something. Are you a black Israelite?
No, I'm not.
Are you a Christian?
I don't mess with that. I don't mess with that stuff.
Oh, right on. Are you a Christian?
Not yet. Not yet. I don't like the word Christian. I don't like the word Christian.
Why not?
I don't want to follow the religion. I want to work on having a relationship with God. I don't want to do the whole religion thing.
And why not?
It's too much up and down. It's too much up and down.
But what that has to do with you though? You don't have to be up and down because it's up and down.
I would like to just have a relationship with God. I don't want to say I'm a Christian, none of that.
Have you overcome the anger of your heart?
Me, I'm going to be honest. Oh, no.
You have not?
Oh, no. It's time I get angry. It's time I get angry.
Why don't you drop your anger?
It's time I do things wrong.
Why don't you drop your anger?
Bro, I was angry the other day when I was on the freeway, somebody almost hit my car, man.
Why don't you drop your anger?
I was angry at that, man. I'm like,
why don't you
never have to speed and on the freeway that much?
Kevin, why don't you drop it?
Because it's just, you hear that answer a lot, so it's mainly because me, I'm still human, so I get angry. So
are you human?
I can't just say I want to drop anger and then it's just gone.
Why not?
Forever.
Why not?
And I'm still human. I'm flawed.
But are you human?
I would think so. I'm not a cat.
What is a human?
A human being is just me, just flawed human. I can't really explain it. I'm just.
Did Christ
we
call?
We are completely off subject right now.
Did God call you a human being?
all of a sudden. How do we get to this? How do we get all the way to this?
I don't know. I think because something you said. Did God call you a human being?
You didn't did it again. I didn't try. Every time I try to keep you on something, and then you just try to slip your way out.
But I dealt with that. I told you Christ did not have anger because his father does not give you the spirit of anger. He said, I did not give you the spirit of anger. Overcome anger.
But Jesus was still a human being. He was still a human being. He still experienced all of our emotions, all of our experiences.
You think that Jesus had the kind of anger you had on the freeway?
Kind of. It could have been similar, but I wasn't there. So it could have been similar.
No, it wasn't similar at all.
I yelled a little bit. So he wasn't happy about it. You say there's good or evil. He wasn't happy about it. So what was he?
Who wasn't happy about it?
I'm saying, like, in that situation, Jesus was not happy about it. So
about what?
You say there's no gray area. You say there's no gray area.
But Jesus was not happy or angry about that situation.
You say there's no gray area, so what was it?
He saw for what it really was. And let me ask, because of time, Calvin, did God call you a human being?
I want to say I have to think about that more.
About what?
I have to think about that question more on a literal stance or just my opinion.
So at this point, you don't know if God called you a human being or not?
I mean, we are human. So
at this point, you don't know if God called you a human being or not?
I'm gonna do more research on that, and then I'm gonna let you know.
Meaning that at this point, you don't know if God called you a human being or not.
You mean like did he literally say it?
Did God call you a human being?
I'm gonna do some more research on it.
But at this point, I like to research
and just do my own studying.
But at this point, Kevin from Ohio don't know if God called him a human being or not.
You ain't have to do all that.
Oh, what?
What you just said?
About you not knowing if God called you a human being or not?
That whole sentence.
I got you. So you don't know at this point right now, you don't know if God called you a human being or not.
Well, yeah, he did. We are human beings.
God called you a human being?
Do you mean that literally?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Because if I say yes, and then you probably going to ask, where did I get that from?
But I'm asking you a question right now, one at a time. At this point, you don't know if God called you a human being or not.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, what?
God calls us human beings.
God called you a human being?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
You better not do it.
Where did you get that idea that God called you?
I knew you was going to do that.
Where did you get the idea he called you a human being?
I knew you was going to do it.
Kevin, I got to take a break. Call me again, all right?
All right, I'll answer that question next time.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE, back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. No women's forum this week. No meeting this week. This is the third Thursday of the month coming up this Thursday. But ladies, no, I know I announced on Sunday women's forum, but and I thought I could be able to switch my schedule around, but I can't. This is a no can do. All right? So let everybody you know, ladies, call up the other ladies that you may know and let them know no ladies forum this week. All right? We have it on the website, too. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, all right? And then Joy on Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV, better known as Arkansas. Not Arkansas, but Arkansas. And the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Energy everywhere. All over. Just energy. At 4 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Let's do Super Chat, Hake. I was caught up with the Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super, super.
Over on Twitch, Falcon Ing yesterday says, Ecclesiasticus, 1930, a man's attire and excessive laughter and gait show what he is.
Repeat that.
A man's attire, excessive laughter, and gait show what he is.
What does it say about him?
It doesn't elaborate. It's just one verse.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Falcon Ing.
Yeah.
Keaton, who called yesterday on the Live X, said, oh, they hung up on me for mentioning some other thing. Can I call back?
If you're going to be mentioning those other things, no. But if you're not going to mention those other things, then fine. Absolutely. Thank you.
Tony KN on Rumble, the saying that I'm used to hearing is a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of.
Oh.
Not back door.
Well, maybe in Alabama, we don't have any windows. Because in Alabama, they would say, you going to marry that man? Or you going to marry that woman? Or if you're talking about other people, look at you talking about other folks. You ain't got a pot to piss in or a back door to throw it out of. That was because we had no windows. What the? Did you know we had no windows on our house?
Really?
I'm trying to think. Did we have a window? Did we have a window? Now, my kinfolks might be listening, and if y'all remember that we had a window in our house, let me know. I know we had a kitchen window, and the kitchen window was made of wood. You just kind of, you know, like you close it in and then you hook that little hook on it, like this, Hake. You know how you hook, make a little hook on a door?
Yeah, yeah.
We had that for the kitchen window when they opened it, because sometimes it gets some smoke in the fire. The stove had too much wood. Did you know we had a wood stove?
Nice.
I never grew up with a gas stove, electric stove, or any stove, but a wood stove.
Interesting.
And my grandma was like, Punchy, go out there and cut some wood for the stove. I'm about to cook dinner. And so we may have had a window on the kitchen, but I do not remember having a window on the front of the house. That's why they said you ain't got a pot to piss in or a back door to throw it out of. But thank you.
Nice. Thank you,
I've heard
Mr.
it
Rumble.
Put that way, too, somewhere. But thank you.
Tony K.N. Yeah. Igor Tough Torta on X. Did the assignment, very deep and interesting at the same time. Definitely did not know that it's possible to go about life in the manner. Thank you for pointing the way. Now it's just practicing until it becomes a way of life.
Absolutely. Salute. Right on. You're going to be some, if you do this assignment, you, and I promise you this, and it's not because of my power, but the power of the Father, you're going to discover something about yourself and life that will blow your mind. You're not going to believe. You're going to be like, what the? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Igor. CLC on Twitch. How do you put up with the evil insanity in others?
By not putting up with it at all. That's on them and not my. It's not me, so I have no judgment of them at all. And I understand their insanity. And so but I put up with it by not putting up with it. It ain't my problem. What the?
GMRR.
Thank you.
GMRR bought a coffee. Elon Musk stay getting free stuff. Laughing face emoji.
That's right. Elon Musk. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Why do you criticize yourself and others?
Well, Jesse, I just criticized my mother, and it gave me a big old thrill because I think I'm better than her. The kicker is I did literally the same thing I criticized her for earlier in the day, causing self-criticism. The devil is tricky, but I see it. Beautiful question this week.
And nothing like seeing, huh? Thank you for responding. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Bill on Capitol Chill bought a coffee. Jesse, if there was a time to use your gavel, last Sunday's church was the time. What the?
I thought about that. I'm like, I shouldn't use my gavel to get people to be quiet. I thought about that later. Thank you. You're right.
Judge emoji, cringe emoji, laugh emojis.
It was an amazing fellowship. And anyone in the world can relate to that. Everyone. Because that is in every family and everybody. Isn't that amazing? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Soterios, dear Jesse, I can't even put into words, this is five coffees, what I witnessed at your fellowship last Sunday. All I can say is, wow. Over the last year, your fellowships and conversations with people have changed my life in ways I can't explain or even fully comprehend. I know what you speak is nothing but the truth. And I don't mean that I know it's right, but I know it's true. There is no other way the things I've witnessed in your fellowship in my life could be explained. So from the heart, once again, thank you for all you do.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet.
50.
Keep your eyes on yourself.
50 coffees from Being Enlightened Till I Rise.
Thank you.
A day late and $99,850 short. Here's my little offering for your fundraising.
Right on. Thank you all. I was supposed to have an update on the fundraising today. I have it tomorrow. I asked my front desk for it. They forgot to give it to me. At the end of the day yesterday. So to donate, go and donate. Help us. And we're helping you. You're supposed to help us without me having to ask. We're trying to raise $100,000. We got to pay bills. We got employees. We got more work to do, labor work around the office here. So go to rebuildingtheman.com. We're trying to raise $100,000. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Or you can mail it in at Bond, make it out to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, all right? Make a donation. It's tax deductible. Thank you.
Thank you, Being Enlightened Till I Rise. One iota about 25 coffees.
Thank you. Amazing.
Saying thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. And thanks for helping us to help others. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I know women have no love. In fact, I think the most pernicious lie we are told by the world is how special a woman's love is. That being said, when you look back in time, doesn't it seem as though women, or just society in general, had some compassion for men? It seems like in the good old days that men and women got along, where today there is zero compassion for men. What do you think?
Well, definitely in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, that was a respect between men and women that's not there anymore. Women, and not all, but most, don't respect men at all. Zero. They don't respect their fathers, their brothers, their uncles, their cousins, their co-workers, their boyfriends, their fiancés, their male bosses. There's no respect for men. And it's the women's fault that they're that way, but it's the men's fault too, because look at men today. Men do just what women do. They don't set themselves apart by guiding and leading the way to the light. They lead the way to destruction just like a woman. Isn't that amazing? But I understand. Thank you. So like Joel. I understand.
Indeed. Very understanding, that man is.
He understands, that's for sure. Now I'm playing, Joel.
Shout out.
Shout out to Joel Friday TV every day, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Okay.
Over on Cash App, Cornerstone says, for the best fellowship, for the best show on this side of heaven.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nikki, Three Coffees. Good morning, Chickadee.
Good morning.
Biblical question and answer.
Why do you criticize yourself and others?
It's all ego. My ego suffers the idea it has about itself, and if I believe it, it becomes my reality. Have a God day.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Greenwald with a coffee to answer the biblical question.
Joel said, I'll tell God I got to be a little less understanding. Joel sounds like a liberal would be saying, I understand how you feel.
I know.
I'm like, what the? Where you get that from? Oh, I'm playing Joel Friday. Shout out to Joel Friday TV. He understand.
Greenwald says, in answer to the biblical question,
why do you criticize yourself and others?
It's a trick question. It's not you criticizing yourself. It's you listening to the devil who is criticizing you. Do the silent prayer, y'all. What the? Says Greenwald.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. So Joel really said, I'll tell God you all call him liberal for understanding. What nah?
That's what God tells me every time I pray and complain.
That's
He's
right.
Like, I understand.
He's like, I understand, baby.
Bill West with a diamond.
Thank you.
You can't build prosperity on vast oceans of debt.
That's right.
Good point.
Yep.
Soul conscious.
Thank you.
Three coffees. Jesse, Barack Obama pointing his fingers like mamas. LOL. Who does he think he is? God.
I know. I cannot. I do believe it. But I find it so amazing that Barack Obama went into a room of black people, it appeared to be most black, and told the black man they're no good because they won't vote for mama. Y'all voted for me, and y'all brothers? You guys, what's wrong with you? You're not voting for this stupid, he ain't that stupid, Kamala Harris. A black woman. I can't believe that. Can we stop there?
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll finish the rest later, guys.
Yeah, thank you all. I'll come back to it. I want to get to some more calls before the break is up. Let me go to Texas and talk to Maisha. Maisha, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Maisha.
Hey, Jesse. I was just calling back from the other day to... Let me get straight to the point because I got distracted last time. Just a little bit. But I was calling in reference to my son's father.
Okay.
And So I'm trying to just get a better understanding of how to go about the situation, because it's been about 7 months now. So, oh, wow. Okay. So what I'm trying to figure out is, well, what I've been seeing lately, because I just kind of gave up trying to figure it out, honestly. That's why I'm calling. But what I've been seeing lately is that he's not really, like, trying to get his son, like, without me present. And unless I ask, like, directly, because I'm at work or something, and I'm trying to, I do hair, so my son comes with me to the salon all the time. But, you know, it's just like, his dad stays 10 minutes away from the salon, 8 minutes on a good day. So, I just sometimes ask, like, you know, do you want to take him for, you know, a couple hours while I'm, you know, at work or whatever, you know, y'all can have some time or whatever without me. And he's only said, like, he said yes, I think, once for sure, maybe twice. So I'm trying to, and it's been multiple occasions, but then I just figure, like, well, I'm really just going to stop as, like, why should I ask you if you want to, you know, spend time with your son? So I just kind of stopped asking, and I just bring him with me, and, you know, we just thug it like that. But I'm trying to figure out, and there is a want for something from me. So I'm trying to figure out, and I'm not doing that. So I'm trying to figure out, like, how to go about it. You know, do I just completely, like, leave it alone? But if I need help, just...
Stay
do I
close.
My son, or do
stay
I...
close to your phone, my Isha.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Do I just can you hear me? You can hear me good now?
I can, yes.
Okay, so I'm just trying to understand. Like, do I just, you know, not ask those type of things, or do I just not go around? Period, or do I, you know, go around and let him, you know, I guess have him, I don't know, spend time together with me. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm not really for the sex and all of that type of stuff. So, because we're not together, not married. So, yeah, I was just like, that's, you know, that's not appropriate. It's not about us. It's about him. So
how old is your son?
He's 7 months.
Oh, 7 months. Okay. Here's right. What I recommend based on what you've said. I would not ask anymore. Because you're not trying to keep him away from his son at all, right?
Right. No, not at all.
Okay. So don't ask anymore. You just go live your life and work on you, and don't ask anymore. Either he come and pick him up or he doesn't. You work on you, and you and your son will be fine.
Right. And also, so what about, like, when he's calling, like, my phone to nothing for real? Like, you know, I don't need to be checked on by you. So it's like, what are you, you know, why are you calling? He'll call my phone and, like, you know, he'll ask, like, let me see my son or whatever. Okay, that's fine. I don't have a problem. But it's just sometimes it's like, you know, longer conversation between me and him. And I mean, it's fine. The conversations, like, are, you know, they're regular or whatever. But, you know, he makes snarky comments, like, he'll say he's joking, but
why do you deal with him, period? Why do you deal with him?
Right, exactly.
No,
so that's
no
why
that
I'm
was
like,
a question. Hey, why do you deal with him, period? Why do you deal with him?
So before I started watching you really get involved, it was because I wanted to have dealings with him. So I realized that was the truth, but I realized, like, that wasn't going to happen either. So I'm like, okay, this has to come to a stop. So now I don't want to have dealings with him
Why
anymore.
Why do you deal with him now?
Because because of his son.
But it's not about his son. You said it's about sex. He won't even just come and pick his son up and let you go with him, according to you, right?
Right.
So why are you dealing with him?
Um, I just know I shouldn't be. I'm not sure how to answer the question, but
you don't know why you're dealing with him.
I guess because I guess in my head I'm thinking, oh, we're cool, you know, we have a good relationship. That's, you know, good for...
But that's not what you're thinking. You don't like these long conversations. You don't like when he call you about those things. You don't like it when he's not picking his son up. That's not the reason. Why are you dealing with him?
I guess it isn't the reason.
I'm sorry?
I said, I guess it is. I guess it isn't the reason because that doesn't make sense. I think part of me likes something about him or something. I think part of me likes the fact of having someone to talk to and to kind of hang with sometimes. But I'm getting to the point where it's not making sense anymore. So I'm like, no, that has to be like that has to stop. You know, that has to be let go. So
that's not why you're dealing with him. Why are you dealing with him? You don't even like the man.
Right, for real. So
why are you dealing with him?
Maybe because there's quote unquote perks to it, as far as like, for example, he has a place that I can go stay at even without him being there sometimes. So it's kind of like it gives me the feeling of an escape sometimes or something.
Maisha, because of time, I want to tell you that you're dealing with this guy because you like the thrill you're getting. You love the thrill of hating him. You love the thrill of feeling false love for him at times. You love the thrill of blaming him because he won't come against his son unless you're with him. You love the thrills. Why don't you overcome the thrills so you can be free?
Right. Okay. I guess I maybe wasn't paying attention enough to know that that was the truth of the matter. Yeah. So now that it's clear, it just makes sense. It didn't make sense.
It's all about the thrill, yeah. Sure. So why?
Yeah, you're
this
right.
is why you got to get to know yourself so you can see what's going on inside of you. Because in all honesty, this guy is not your problem. You are your own problem. It's all in you.
Right.
He's not your issue.
Right. I totally see. And I've heard you say that, too, about the thrill, talking about that. So, yeah, that makes complete sense. That makes complete sense. Yeah.
So work on you. Watch all your thrills so you can overcome them and your life will work out. Everything will be fine. But you got to overcome you. The problem is inside of you.
Right. Okay. Perfect. That makes perfect sense.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Bye.
888-775-3773. One more hour to go. The Hake News right now. I'll be back in a moment. Straight to the calls. Right after this break, the hate news, not the fake news, the guy with the good hair. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
whole lot of mess going on in the world. Good thing for conservatives, they're gonna force the illegals to pay tuition in their public schools. No more free education. But the school districts don't want to do that. They want the money for more heads, even if they're illegal heads. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Country and Western Tuesday, October 15th, 2024 AD, or AD 2024, the year of our Lord. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls and more great stories. The last hour of the JLP Show coming right up. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie and Nonsense Network, CNN, the commies say that Medicare Advantage enrollees are encouraged to review their plans during open enrollment beginning today and running through December 7th. Health experts say insurers are making a flurry of changes that could leave some senior citizens, meaning old folks, older, hunting for new policies, paying out more out of pocket, and getting skimpier supplemental benefits. For example, more than 16 million enrollees this year in plans with no deductible for any drug. But in 2025, more than 45% of these members will be subject to a deductible, at least for some drugs, particularly brand name or specialty medications, if they stay in the same plan. Some insurers are cutting back on allowances for dental, hearing, and vision benefits, too. Anyway, Israeli hostages, the parents of Hirsch Goldberg-Polin. Goldberg-Polin Hirsch, an Israeli-American murdered by Hamas militants, allegedly in Gaza back in August, described the crushing blow of losing their son, and they say they fear that other families will receive the same devastating news, their words, unless the so-called world leaders take urgent action to secure the release of remaining hostages. In the interview, Comedy Nonsense Network, both parents were wearing stickers 374 written on them to mark the number of days that have passed since the hostages were taken by Gaza, to Gaza by Hamas. What a mess. The Israeli military has escalated their offensive against the militant group Hamas in the region, in the enclave. They've ordered civilians to leave and blocked all food from entering northern Gaza. The UN, the evil UN, has warned that Israel is effectively sealing off the area and may be carrying out a large-scale forced transfer of civilians, which they said would amount to a war crime. Dun, dun, dun. And La Nina, weak La Nina, very weak, not strong, is expected to develop ahead of winter and affect temperatures, though. Precipitation and snow across the United States. La Nina is a natural climate pattern that influences global weather, marked by cooler than average ocean temperatures, as opposed to El Nino, which was, I guess, warmer, right? In the equatorial Pacific equator area. If this year's La Nina ends up rather weak, winter is expected to be warmer than normal across the almost united entire southern half of the United States and much of the East. This could mean some winter storms in parts of the East end up wetter rather than snowier. It's a complete flip from winter 2023, which favored a wetter south and a drier north. Last winter's pattern was the warmest on record for the lower 48 states because it was dominated by La Nina's counterpart El Nino in a world also warming due to fossil fuel pollution, if you believe the commies, which I do for the sake of the channel. Very nice. Early voting beginning in Georgia today. What a mess. Georgia and North Carolina, too, by the way. Two critical battleground states for the 2024 election. And meanwhile, Commie Nonsense and Kamala want to still have a debate like late October? Ridiculous. In Georgia, voters can head to the ballot box beginning today. In North Carolina, early in-person voting begins Thursday. Anyway, U.S. law entitles immigrant children, meaning illegal, alien. They're not immigrants. They're illegals. Children to a so-called education. Brainwash them against America in America. Some conservatives say that could change. Oklahoma, Texas, Tennessee, questioning this 1982 Supreme Court decision that said illegals get free education, supposedly. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by, excuse me, rebuilding the man. My voice is leaving. And I got to, after the show today, I got to do two more taping of the fallenstate.tv today. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Why do you criticize yourself and others? Why do you criticize yourself and others? Amazing. You can listen to the show no matter where you are, what you're doing, at all time, whatever. You can podcast, or if you're busy and you just can't sit and watch it live, you can listen live by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your cell phone or iPad at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour of the show today. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad, if I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me.
Amazing. An amazing song.
Amazing.
888-77-5773. Let me go to Timothy, a first-time caller out of Tennessee. No, I'm sorry, Louisiana. Timothy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
It's amazing. What's up, Mr. Jesse? How you doing today?
All is well. Amazing.
Man, I cannot believe it. I am on the show with the great Jesse Lee Peterson. Do you know 2 years ago, I used to dislike you a lot?
You did?
But, oh, man, I mean, a whole bunch. But, you know, I came to my senses, and I realized that the way I was thinking, the way everybody around me was thinking, your life don't get no better.
That's right.
It don't get no better. And I started wondering how you was dismantling all of my idols on, you know, on your show, like, Tariq Nasheed and some, you know, a couple of them. Y'all like, he's whooping their butt. Then I realized when I made my spiritual journey, I said, you know what? Truth.
Yeah.
Truth. That's what he stands for. You can't defeat truth.
Absolutely, man.
And, you know, and it's an honor, man. And I'm glad to talk to you. But I just had to tell you that, I'm back in the fold. You know, I'm where I need to be. I'm growing, family strong, you know, and You know, it's amazing.
Right on. Amazing. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Boy, now see, you got to leave that alone now, Mr. We were just arguing yesterday. You know, I have forgiven my mother, but the thing that I have a problem with that you were just talking about is the anger issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's the anger issue, the issues, and it don't serve any purposes. And that's how I really know that I was on the wrong path, because, you know, that's what that people have used against us for so many years. 100% of the black men in America, they've used anger and emotion. And when you're angry, you can't make conscious, logical decisions.
100%.
You know, all those emotions get tied up and wrapped up, and you go to making crazy decisions, doing stupid stuff, and that's what they prey on us with.
Absolutely, you know? Man. So have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have forgiven my mother.
Did you tell her?
Well, you know, I don't think she asked for forgiveness.
She's not supposed to ask for it. You're supposed to forgive her when you realize, hey, I'm angry toward her. I'm wrong. And then God will forgive you. She's not supposed to ask for it. That's on her. She may not want to be forgiven, because she may love the fact that you hate her so she can control you.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, it, man, that's real tricky, because I know another big thing is, in this world, we always try to blame other people, and that's another big part of the problem, you know. And it's real tricky with the racism and stuff like that, because people think, you know, just because this happened. But the opportunities are there for every human being, every man.
Right.
And the decision, your success is based on whether you go left or right, and the consequences from that decision.
That's right.
You know, I've had
Why haven't you gone and forgiven her? Why have you told her?
Well, I never thought about it like that. But you know, after I get off this phone, I suspect I'll be giving her a phone call.
And what do you think will happen when you go to her and say, look, I've been resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself, and I'm sorry for resenting you. What do you think will happen?
Well, the only thing that can happen when a person gives an aura of good spirit, of good nature, and good will is you get good results. You know, so, I mean, it might not always be good results, but at least I'm moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. If you forgive her, you're going to get good results. God will forgive you, but whatever she, however she acts, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct, you know. And so I appreciate that. And another thing I think that I was having a problem with, because once I got my mind on that mindset of truth, and, you know, you become judgmental when you first hit that stage, you know, because you try to give everybody, like, this is the way you're supposed to do it. You got to do it this way. And, you know, you're hurting because of this. And, you know, and sometimes you get emotional and get tied up with the anger, and, you know, and you can actually do people a disservice.
That's
You know, so that balance, I said, old Jesse Lee Peterson been sitting here the whole time with a wealth of knowledge, and he just so calmly debates people and just let them get angry and throw the mic down on the ground and all that stuff. And he know he right, because he got God's word behind him. You know?
Amazing. And so, have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Well, you know, I ain't never thought about that either. But I will. Hold on, man. See, you know what? You got a crystal ball. I ain't mean to say that in a bad way, because I know that's spirit, what you got, spiritism. But, you know, I guess you're going off the society, you know, what society has created in the family home. And I guess 80 to 90% of the cases. And it's prevalent everywhere. And, you know, I have to look into that, too. You know, I have a good relationship with both my mother and my father. A wonderful relationship.
And why do you think you have a good relationship with them?
Well, because we're on everyday speaking terms and stuff like that.
But if you had a good relationship with them, wouldn't you have gone and forgiven them?
Well, see, I don't think I've ever been in the point to where... See, when you say forgive, I mean, so I have issues about the dynamic of the family sometimes, the way it's structured in the home, you know, when it comes to black and white, and the women kind of wanting to take charge and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, eventually once men get older, they're kind of just, okay, well, you know, you got it. you know, and things don't work like that.
Right.
You know, it's just that's not the way God intended. And but
and
at
so
the same time,
and so if you had a good relationship with them, wouldn't you have gone and forgiven them for knowing that they did their best, but they still messed up? Wouldn't you have gone already and forgiven them if you had a good relationship?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that is a gesture that's needed. You know, definitely, man. You know, and that probably would be the solve all. And is that why you've recommending that to me? Because that will start fixing everything.
It will fix your life. It will cause you to overcome anger. God will take that spirit of anger away from you.
Okay. All right. Well, I just when I heard the other gentleman talking about what you were saying about judging people, like that's definitely something that I was missing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's just huge. You know, it seems simple. You know, and I wish more of the world knew. You know, I the people that we're listening to, man, the black misleaders, they are destroying and decimating us as a people.
Yes.
And I don't know if they know it. I don't know if all of them are doing it intentionally, which I don't think so. But I know some are doing it intentionally because they know the power of negative and positive, and you know the way they influence our minds. But they're not doing us a disservice by revisiting slavery and this and all that mess over and over and over and over again.
That's right.
You know, it don't. You know, it, because that gives a negative emotion. You know, like I tell people when I watch that movie Rosewood. You know, that movie wasn't good for your mind and your eyes. You left out of there feeling bad.
That's
so that's
right.
Wrong.
they make money off you by controlling you. They keep you angry, and they use you for personal gain. One last quick question, Timothy, and then I got to run. Does your wife obey you?
Man, this is funny because my wife listened on the other line. My wife is the most submissive woman. And I've been with her for 20 years, and she put up with me all the way 15 years later till I started getting it right and realized I was wrong the whole time.
And so does she obey you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Nice. Well, go and forgive your mother and your father. Tell your wife to forgive her mother and her father. And I'm telling you, and you and your wife will be married until death do you part. But you both got to forgive your parents.
Yes, and she's been helping me with that. My wife has definitely been on me, trying to get me to be a man. I mean, because I'm telling you, this world don't produce men no more.
Right.
And that's why what you got going on, my rebuilding the man, that is serious. Because we need it.
And so don't argue with your mother anymore. Stop arguing with her.
Thank you, Mr. Jesse. Thank you. I won't.
All right, Timothy. Thank you. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yes, I'm calling back.
All right, buddy. Amazing. All right, right now.
Amazing.
Amazing. Let me go to Canada and talk to... No, Canada. Ari, what is it? Ari, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on?
All is well.
Hey, good. Good to hear. I just got a couple of things. I was listening to your show since 6 o'clock in the morning. And there's some things I just wanted to, I guess, touch up on. First of all, earlier in the show, when you got one caller to speak to another caller randomly like that, between the dude from California and what's-her-face, that lady who just went off about Trump and how she said she don't have no never mind. How Obama went there and started pointing fingers and started.
Oh, you mean Maze?
Yeah, her head's a maze, dude.
Maze and William from California.
Right. So, Maze, and at that time, I think I saw it was like you had like 1,200 viewers, right? Now, so for those 1,200 viewers, like that type of female mentality. Like that people
do you,
this show is
what
like,
do you think about
major
what,
reason
what do you think about
the reason why it's supposed to be
what do you think about what hurt. Barack Obama said to the black?
You know what? I think he degraded himself more than he degraded a true black man. You know, black man knows where he stands, a real man knows where he stands regardless. He don't need, you know, a has been president to come in and start telling him. I mean, like, listen, they're not going to make a woman president. I mean, like, Hillary lost to Trump. She going to lose to Trump, right? I mean, people going to hit on Trump all they want. I mean, they can go vote at a gas pump and see how that goes too, right? But as far as that Mays lady, though, it's women, like, you know, you say rebuilding the family, then you got to rebuild the man, too. But don't that type of woman need rebuilding or restructuring altogether?
All men and all women need rebuilding. Because God said that all who are born through the woman must be born of the Father if they want to be free. They must be born again. And so you got to overcome the nature of the woman and return to the Father. But let me ask, so you thought that Obama degraded himself more than he did those black people that he was talking to?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean by that? Interesting point. What do you mean by it?
Well, it he's coming there to speak as, let's say, the figure of a black man, and he's coming to speak unto other black men. But it was almost a desperate point. It was the way he came at it was very desperate, like, you know. He put himself, I guess, instead of using his common sense and knowing what's right, you know, he still went and bent to the will of Kamala, even though, like, you know, she might be the most stupidest person I've ever seen on live television. But
the one thing I agree with you about, Obama did degrade himself.
Black men.
Yes, absolutely, man. He showed a desperation. He showed his weakness in that he tried to control these people to make them do what he wanted them to do for his own personal ego gain. He showed the wickedness of his heart. So you're absolutely right. He hurt himself more than he did them.
But do you think he's hurting himself, or do you think, like, I mean, like, let's put it this way. He could be he could give that speech and is really trying to put Kamala on for, you know, certain games or personal games, whatever, in his political run, right? Or do you think this man, after that speech, he went back home, looked at the mayor and said, what did you just say to those people? You know, like, where do you think he's at?
No, Barack Obama, I promise you, was in total pain when he was trying to manipulate and control those people because of his own desperate ego desires. He felt the pain, and he hate them.
You don't think he's being controlled?
I'm sorry?
You don't think he's being controlled?
He is being controlled.
Or puppeteered?
Yeah, he's being controlled by his own wicked heart and his desire for power. He's definitely being controlled. Ari, I got to run. No, I got to take off. I appreciate it. I'm looking at the clock, and thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly back to Canada and talk to Jamil. Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, thank you for having me, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to answer the biblical question, that's all.
Why do you criticize yourself and others?
I noticed when I criticize others is when I'm around others. And I notice when I'm criticizing myself is when I'm all alone. You know, and because when I'm around other people, I notice that it becomes a bonding point. It's something that we can bond over, which is not good because obviously it's the enemy. You know?
So you criticize others when you're around them so you can bond with them?
Well, not literally like I planned it. No. What I'm saying is that if you go to a group function and you're around a group of people, there might be somebody there, hopefully not, that says something about somebody and everybody says, yeah, I didn't like that. Oh, yeah, I hate that. You know, they start talking about somebody. But everybody agrees with it. And I realize that the enemy, what it thinks uses, if he can find a way for us to bond over something, and as evil as it is, we don't even notice we're doing it. We just start bonding over it. And we're hating somebody else, and we don't know.
And then,
I'm doing it.
And then why do you criticize yourself?
because I criticize myself when I'm alone because I'm bonding with the wickedness that's happening in me. So when I'm with people, I'm bonding with the evil happening outside of me, inside of others, which is something that you say. And when I'm all alone, there's no outside evil to bond with, only the evil that's happening within me.
Amazing.
And this is just something that the enemy has put there for you to believe, and you don't even know you're doing it.
Well, you have a lot of noise in the background, so I'm going to have to run. But I appreciate your input on the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
888-775-3773. There's a line open. Let me go quickly to Justin out of Tennessee. And there's a line open now, folks. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, am I clear?
Go ahead.
Okay. When faced with problems or things that don't go as I expected, how do I stay out of my emotions?
By stop expecting anything.
How do I do that?
By coming out of your imagination, let all thoughts pass and stay present. Instead of in your head thinking about the past or the future or how you think you want things to go. Just stop thinking about it. Let it all go.
So I get that that's what I want to do. And I guess, I mean, it seems like it's just going to have to be a muscle with this, the silent prayer, and it's just going to take time because I know to do those things, but I just don't know how to, I can't do them quite. I'm getting way better at it, but it just feels like it's like an exercise you have to get better at.
And better at what?
Getting out of your mind and imagination. Like if you tell me right now, Jesse, get out of my mind. It's like, I understand that, but I can't fully do it all the time. Like certain scenarios, I can do it now, but if.
Why can't you do it?
I don't know. I think years and decades of compulsive behavior, and I'm not aware all the time. I'm getting better at being aware. I think it's the lack of awareness in my present.
And the primary reason you won't do it is because you so identify with your thought. You think that what you think and feel is you, but it's not. And so you're afraid not to even doubt to, you are afraid not to trust the thought. You got to just don't trust them and see what happens. And stay present instead of in the past or the future, which doesn't exist. So you got to practice staying aware, staying present, rather than being lost in your imagination.
Yeah, I just need to keep exercising in that area and it'll get better.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
So far, once a day.
And why are you committed to being present?
Why am I not?
Yes.
Why am I not doing... I think I was going to do it last night and I forgot about it, and then I was laying down. I was like, I'm too comfy. I didn't want to get up again and do it.
Amazing. You are.
But I did it this morning, but, you know.
And you say, so you get frustrated at times, right?
Yeah. Like, yes. When things don't go my way or. Mm-hmm.
And who is the person that getting frustrated?
Who is the person? I just think it's this. Like, it's not me, right? It's like these emotions.
How do you know it's not you?
Because I don't think thoughts are real. I don't think thoughts and emotions are real. And so, and I notice when I do become present and when I do get out of my thoughts or emotion, like when I'm in the silent prayer, I feel fine. And all of a sudden, all the problems are the same, but all of a sudden, I feel better. So how can that be? Like, I just don't think the thoughts and emotions are real. But
and they're not. So then why, you're right. So why do you keep believing in them and then call yourself frustration? There's no you to get frustrated. Those are illusion. Those are thoughts. Why do you keep calling them you by saying, I am frustrated?
That's a good point. I should stop using that language.
That was a question.
Why do I do that? I guess I hadn't thought about... Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought about it in that sense. I am not getting frustrated. It is the emotions and thoughts that aren't real.
And you can't have the emotion unless you have the thoughts. You can only have emotion with thoughts. So if you start catching the thoughts, the emotion would disappear. You wouldn't have the emotions.
Okay. So, okay, I know you probably have to go, but if there's something, let's say I can see something, a problem about heading my way, I guess I just need to, I need to get out of my thoughts, my head. I'll do that. I'll get better at that.
If you can think of an example, can you give me an example of a problem heading your way?
Okay. So yesterday I tried calling and I'm not complaining. I promise. It was just an example. and I was on hold. And ultimately, you didn't have time to get to me, right? And so I could feel like, oh, they might not have time for me. And I could feel, I knew not to get frustrated. Like, he just doesn't have time. Like, it's not, but I couldn't stop myself from getting frustrated. That's kind of what triggered this question for today.
And where's the problem in that? How is that a problem?
How is that a problem?
Give me an example of a problem headed your way. How is that a problem? Why? I don't understand the problem in that.
The problem is, all these thoughts start hitting. I could have been working for 40 minutes, or I could have, I'm frustrated that, I didn't know that could happen. I thought it was like guaranteed that I'd get in a call. I know this is like, but it's, so how is that a problem? I guess I see it as a problem.
And why?
All these thoughts. So there's a bunch of thoughts like that. For example, I wasted time, or didn't waste time because I still learned, but it's like I could have been working for 40 minutes or doing other things. Or
and who were giving you those thoughts?
I think... I don't know. I think your answer would be the devil. I don't know where the thoughts come from. I think they're just compulsory.
But what did that mean?
They're happening without my conscious effort or intention. So it's just.
But that's not compulsory. You're unconscious and you're just not seeing them. Those are spirits. Those are evil spirits speaking through you by way of your imagination.
Okay.
And you have no control over them at all. There's nothing you can do about them, man, but see them and just see them and don't give them a name. Don't call them you, and you'll be fine.
So these thoughts are coming, and then I am identifying with them,
yes.
Because
once you identify with them, you're going to get the feelings. Now you're going to overreact, and you give life to evil.
Mm-hmm. So I need to become aware of the thoughts and then just not identify with them and make that a practice.
And if you're aware of them, I promise you, you won't identify with them, because the awareness, which is the light of God, the Spirit of the Father, would not allow you to identify with them, because you're now identifying with the light.
All right. You make a lot of similar points to Sadhguru. I don't know if you've ever heard of them or your team has. It's very interesting.
No, I never heard of him. Are you a human being?
Yes.
Hold on a minute. Can you hold 1 minute?
I can.
Hold on. Quick break. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Oh, Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? When I realize it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't, if you have no love, you have nothing. Lord, I was born a gambling man. Welcome back. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. One line open there. Quickly, the Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. He always talks about the shirts he has on. He has on an amazing shirt today. You'll see. And then after the Hake Report at from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, Joel Friday TV, the most understanding person on this side of heaven. Joel Friday TV, better known as, he said, just like God. He even understands better than God. Because you never hear God saying, I understand. What the? But anyway, Joel Friday TV. He black. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. The American Anchor Baby. What else? Ladies, no meeting this Thursday night. No ladies form this month, all right? Next month, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. I just can't do it this Thursday. So come to church on Sunday, and then you make up for Thursday, all right? So no ladies form. Let all the ladies know. Y'all know how to get the word out. Telephone, telegraph, tell a lady. No form. I want to show you. Do we have that picture?
I have it, but I can't rotate it.
Oh.
It looks, you see, James, how it's sideways?
Let me see. Yeah.
Maybe I can do it.
I want to show y'all this amazing picture we just got from Sean, my ex-producer who went back to... Where did he go back to? Connecticut?
Turn it this way and give it to me.
And he loved working with his hands and...
It is straight.
Things and hunting and... All kind of stuff.
But it loads in sideways.
So we'll come back to that while they're getting ready. Let me know when it's ready. I want to go back to Justin out of Tennessee real fast. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Jesse.
You say you are a human being?
Yes. I mean, I do believe in spirit. I just don't know. I can't say. I guess I haven't experienced the spirit.
So are you a human being?
Yes.
And why do you say you're a human being?
Because I got the body of a human being.
Did God call you a human being?
I think, I don't know what he called me.
But did he call you a human being? Have you ever seen that, read that, or anything, anywhere that he called you a human being?
I don't think so. No, I guess he said man, right?
So, did he call you a human being?
I don't think so, no.
So where'd you get the idea from that you're a human being?
Just common language. You know, people call it, I guess, a scientific identification for what we are, like a textbook.
In the same way that you believe that there is a Justin?
Is there a Justin? I don't know what I am.
Right.
If I'm being honest. I don't know what I am.
There you go. All human beings don't know who they are, what they are. And that's what you got to find out when you get to know yourself, by paying attention to what's happening within you. So I'm saying all that to say that, and then I got to run, Justin. You should do what you want, of course. But I recommend that you start to stay present. All you need to really do is practice staying present. And all the answers will be given to you.
Going back to your previous, real quick, it sounds like problems aren't real either, right? They're just...
No such thing as a real. Right. No such thing as a problem.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Call me again.
Will do.
All right. Is it ready? I want to show you guys this amazing picture of my producer he just sent us. It's that time of year again.
It's got like war paint on.
What the? He has a war paint and deer hunting clothes. So he can blend in with the leaves and the bushes and the trees so he can kill deers. Oh, my deer. That's an amazing picture.
In the big photo, I could see he has a bow. Oh, no, it's there. You can see it. It's on the deer. Looks like he did that with a bow.
Oh, my deer.
With a compound bow or something.
He used a bow and arrow to kill the deer?
Yeah, modern compound bow.
Can
you
make
the entry wound?
Can you make the picture wider or bigger or something?
No, I cannot.
No way to zoom in. You can zoom in?
Nope.
Maybe I can make a new version.
We'll show a better one tomorrow. That way we can see how to make it larger. Nice, John. That's Shaw loved working with his hand, fixing things. That's why he went back. He wanted to go hunting. Congratulations, Shaw. What the? Oh, I wish I was a Dixie. Away, away, away from Pearl Yodin. Away, away. Shaw enjoying life. Let me go to Lucy. Lucy, a first-time caller out of Texas. Lucy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi. It's an honor to get a chance to speak with you.
The same here. Thank you.
Yes. So I am in a pickle, to say the least. I started listening to you in December of 2022. And prior to that, my husband and I started this process to foster to adopt two little children. And since we have been in this process and I have been working on myself and growing as an individual and as a mother, I now am able to see some things quite more clearly now than I did prior to getting into this situation.
Yeah.
And I have listened to some of the comments that you have for other callers who have asked you about your, you know, recommendation on adopting children and how you say, you know, you wouldn't recommend it at this time because of just how times are.
Yeah.
I have seen a lot of these things over the last couple of years that kind of leans to what you're saying. Like, I see why you don't recommend it. So now we are in this position where we're getting closer to the end of the fostering phase where, you know, we're soon to have the opportunity to be able to adopt. And I am feeling on the fence about whether or not it's the right decision, because it's a situation where the birth parents are not really easily letting go. And it has been a strain or a struggle, I guess, to kind of even be in this fostering phase, feeling like we're almost co-parenting with them. And even though their rights are going to be severed from the children, I'm just really not sure if this is something that I know how to navigate moving forward, in the sense of being in the same geographical area that they're located in, having to run into them periodically, and then one of the children being old enough to be aware of what has transpired and still to have, you know, the wherewithal to wonder, you know, about the birth parents and how that is going to look. So I think what my question to you is how would you recommend, other than, of course, doing the silent prayer and just staying present and watching the situation day to day, how would you recommend that I go about making sure that I make the right choice, that my husband and I, you know, make the right choice?
What does your husband say about it?
He kind of feels the same way that I do. We talk about it often. He is on the same page. He has also been of the mindset that he thinks we might need to just kind of let the situation go. He feels that we have, you know, done the best that we could with the situation that has been given to us. And at the end of the day, it's not our fault if we're not in a position to continue to move forward.
How old are they?
They are now 2 and 5.
So why are you and your husband trying to make something happen that should not be?
Exactly. That's
no,
and
that
was
a question.
Yeah, I think it should not be. And I think the reason why, to answer your question, the reason why we've been trying to make it happen is because we have kind of, it's almost like we have woke up in this situation, is how it kind of feels. I know that we got into it being more in a savior kind of capacity, and being emotional is how we got started. And I think now that we are in it and we are more aware and we have been working on ourselves, we're like, wait a minute.
So if you, and I understand that you got into this situation while you were asleep, you could not see what you were doing. But now that you see, why don't you just drop it, give those kids back to whomever they belong to, and go on with your life? Why is there even any thought about it? You see there's a problem. You see what's going to happen if you keep them. Why not just be glad that you can now see and then drop it, let them go?
And I think we are there. I think we are at that point.
But why are you even hesitating? Why are you hesitating?
I want to say it's probably a thing of we've had them all this time, and our family and friends have been around them, and they feel somewhat bonded to them. And then we keep asking ourselves, you know, are we doing the right thing by putting them back just for the sake of us having peace? But then I think that takes us back into that whole savior capacity.
When will you stop consulting with evil? Evil got you into the trouble by encouraging you to adopt these children, and now you see that you've done the wrong thing, and now you're still consulting with evil. When will you stop consulting with evil? It's just going to keep you and make it worse.
Yeah, that's right. And I really wanted to call to ask you your opinion because I think I needed that guidance in order to help, because I do think I know, and my husband knows, that it is the right thing to do.
So
he tends to be.
Right. So now that you know, why not just say, hey, y'all can have these children. I'm done. Bye. And if the neighbor's so attached to them, tell the neighbor to take them.
I know that's right, because I think the writing is on the wall, and I can see the issues right now.
I know, but that's the point. If you can see, once you can see, you can do.
Right, and do better.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And I think it is the right decision.
I would send those kids back so fast to make your head swim.
Yeah. And wish them well.
Yeah,
right?
Wish
Absolutely.
Them well. Those they're not your problem. Satan wants you to make them become your problem, so you got to have a bunch of problems.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's been happening. It has been a lot of problems, and it has been crazy. And I totally see the blindness that I had getting into this situation in the first place. And
now that you can see,
crazy.
Now you can see, dump those kids. Get them back right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And then wish them well.
Yeah.
Them and their parents and whatever else may happen.
And you and your husband move on with life.
Right. And try to stay clear. Absolutely. That's what I needed, Jesse. I needed that clarity and motivation. You're really the only voice of reason in my life besides the Lord and my husband. So I really wanted to hear what your take was on it.
Well, I wish you well with it, all right?
Thank you so much, Jesse. I greatly appreciate it, and thank you for all you do.
You're welcome. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Will. Thy will be done, out of Texas. Will, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Well, good afternoon, Jesse.
Hey, Will. How are you?
Well, Jesse, I'm in a tough situation. I mean, I'm somewhat unsure of next steps, so I would like, some advice from you and where to go next. Well, I got my girlfriend pregnant, and it seems as if she is unsure of whether or not she wants to, stay with me. Now, I did propose to her, and she said yes, but she's uncertain about marriage dates and this and that. So I already danced with the devil, and I'm facing the consequences of it, but I want to be involved in my child's life. So I'm curious what steps I can take to try to make the best out of this situation.
Did she say that if you don't marry, if you guys don't get married, she's going to not let you see your child?
Well, she did not say that, no.
And so why are you concerned about being able to see the child then?
Well, it seems as if she doesn't want to get married. She's saying that she's still unsure about getting married and unsure about the dates and pretty much every step along the process.
But how would that, by marrying her or not marrying her, how is that going to stop you from seeing your child?
Well, I don't think it will, but I would prefer to, have a family, get married and, live that life. But
why?
Well, because I want to be there for my child.
Why?
Well, because I don't want my child to have to, not have a, family, household where
and why?
I'm there.
And why not?
Because I didn't have my father when I was growing up, and I know that. That can be a bad situation for a child.
But if you marry this woman, it's going to be another bad situation for your child because you married a woman that don't love you, or you don't love her, and you marry her because you think you want a family. The family is not your issue. You can get a family, or you're going to catch as hell. Your issue is that you got to overcome your imagination. You're listening to thoughts, and the devil's telling you, oh, you should have a family. You'll be better than what you didn't have. You can give to your child what you didn't, what wasn't given to you. And you married, all you're going to do is catch hell with this woman. She's going to destroy your child anyway, and then y'all going to divorce, and then she's going to take your child and then take you to court and take your money. And then she won't let you see the child.
I see. So
why not be glad that she doesn't want to marry you? And just say, okay, we'll take care of the child. I want to be in my child's life and have a way to see. Don't create another problem. I married her based on what your thoughts are telling you.
Okay. Well, maybe it's a sense of pride or ego, but I feel as, as a man, it's my responsibility to make sacrifices, even if that means sacrificing myself and going through that hell.
But you're not making a sacrifice. You're going to catch hell. And your child going to catch hell.
Okay. So if she does not want to marry me.
Be glad. You should be happy. She's telling you, I don't want to marry you. And I don't know if I did. I don't know where. She's being honest with you. Why aren't you glad to see that?
Yeah. Okay.
Why aren't you glad to see that?
I understand. I mean, like I said, I would love to have a relationship, but that makes sense. And I'm going to have to give you another call as well, too. And, we can do counseling. I'll talk to her about that.
Oh, okay. But be glad to see that she doesn't want to marry you. And come out of your head that you think marriage is the answer. You think you're going to make a better family than what you have. It's all an illusion and not real.
Okay.
let life happen naturally. If it doesn't happen naturally, don't just live your life and the way will be made for you. Your problem is not a family or not having a family, it's that you're limiting your emotions right now.
Nothing.
You're listening to the devil.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, you know, that I do what I need to do in that process. But
and you've done that. You said, hey, okay, you prayed that let's marry. She said, no, I don't want to marry you. You're like, oh, okay. Well, let's make sure we work together with the kid. And don't try to even force that. If that doesn't happen naturally, let it go.
All right. Yeah. I appreciate it, Jesse. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, but I guess I couldn't come to that conclusion by myself.
Yeah, come out of your head. You see God is with you, and the truth is always with you. But you got to stay out of your imagination, all right?
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well, man.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that, Jesse. I appreciate your time, and thank you for what you do.
You're welcome. Take care now.
Okay.
Super Chat, 888-77-JESSE.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Raylene bought a coffee. Mr. Jesse, you say that you have no hate and commit no sin, but then you say hateful things like Maxine Walters is the wicked witch of the West with the low IQ. Is this not hateful and sinful?
I don't resent her at all, but I see the hell in her. Amazing. No, I don't. I have no feeling toward her at all. I know it's the hell that's driving her. The Wicked Witch of the West. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Raylene.
Yeah.
California Taco bought a coffee. Obama showed what toxic femininity is, using feelings to manipulate men. Forget about the $20,000 loan and take back your vote. Try $1 million loan.
I'm telling you, it was so evil what Obama did. It just wasn't even fun. I saw all the female in him. That was pure evil. Brothers. This is a black woman. You all voted for me. You got a problem with women, blah, 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 whatever he said. Isn't that amazing? That was evil. Thank you.
Nikki, we are blind and don't know it. It's funny how the obvious isn't obvious until it's obvious. LOL.
That's right. I loved the way you put that. Absolutely. Thank you.
Dan bought a coffee. It was the crowd who was angry. Jesus looked on the angry crowd and had compassion and was grieved in his heart.
Yes. Jesus looked at me like, what the... And then he cried. No, amazing. Thank you.
He understood.
Yeah.
Cesar, 14 coffees. I missed church on Sunday, but here is my donation.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Stan 69 with a diamond JLP looked like he just finished burying an illegal. I disavow.
I disavow. I'm going looking for gold in them their heels.
Ree Cedar, 3 coffees. Why can't blacks understand that if your own personal standards are higher than those of who you perceive as in power, then they have no power over you? My child can understand this concept. My child can understand this concept.
May God, and there are some blacks that are starting to wake up. So it is happening slowly but surely. And you're right about that. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. I do give through Rebuilding the Man site. Right on.
Right on. Thank you.
That's where it's tax deductible.
Yeah.
When I hear you say you need $100,000, it sounds like the church I come from. I know it takes money to function in business. However, it still sounds like the church, folks. Triple exclamation mark.
Well, forgive them and then donate. Thank you.
All my bone days bought a coffee. Hey, guys. Hey, voice. I was in downtown L.A. yesterday, and it's a mess. Makes a little 90s intro video that you play. Of yours look like heaven. What the?
I know. It is a mess compared to 1990 when we made that video in downtown Skid Row. Amazing. Thank you.
Salty MAGA Mad, can you have wrath without anger, and is there righteous anger?
Who is wrath?
Wrath is what the Christians say it's wrong to have. It's not wrong to have anger. It's wrong to have wrath, they say. You do the math.
Anger is evil. There is never, ever, 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 ever a reason to be angry. There's no reason to be angry ever. Isn't that amazing? Thank you.
Thank you, Salty MAGA Matt. Base Nation, very generous donation on Rumble.
Thank you.
Haitians put a new meaning to doggone burger. Doggone burger.
I'd be doggone if I want the all day.
Someone
and
bought
I'd be doggone if I won't give you my pay. But if I ever caught you running around, I'd be doggone. I'll be long gone. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Barack is a beta. The Dems are in panic mode. These people should never be in charge of government. Stick with inventing things in music and creativity. Let the Republicans, especially Trump, run things.
Amazing. The Great White Hope. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chen. Being equals kind. Human, man, king. The being is therefore redundant in the phrase human being because intellect is very redundant, but it means mankind, human being does. You might be too black for this language, JLP.
I might be, but you solid, made sense what you just said. So you may be onto something. Thank you. Amazing.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Stan 69, Bill West, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Fatty Wat, Misty, Wolf 336, Groovy Monkey, Army Ant. Thank you guys for the lemons, ice cream, and diamonds. Appreciate the support. And thanks, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. I appreciate it. I am so out of time. I got to now go and tape some brand new episodes of the FallenState.tv. What the? Listen, do what you want, but get on that straight and narrow path and stay there. Just stay there. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look forward. Don't look back. Stay there, and you'll be fine. Forgive your mothers and your father, every human being. If you want to be free, you got to return to the Father. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and stay present, and life will work itself out. It really will. It doesn't need your help. Surrender. Let go of the imagination. Let go of the thoughts. All right. Amazing to the callers. I am out of time tomorrow. Manhood Hour. If the Lord is willing, I'll be back on tomorrow. And ladies, no meeting this Thursday. No meeting. Let everybody know. All right. Take care. The Hake Report is coming now, and he's on fire. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. Join on Friday after that at 11. Then 4 p.m. The American Anchor, baby. Bye, y'all. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at Rebuild.